Shalom, a guten Chodesh, a gut Yor. We'll try to talk about Nisuch HaMayim. All those sukkahs went by already. But the benefits of the Nisuch HaMayim we still should be getting during the year. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Mipneimam Rotoiro, Naskul Funan Brahim Bechak, Deshiz Bochulachem Gishmi Hashanah. And it also has to do with Parshas Bereshis somewhat. So we'll try to get into the sugya, what's the inyan with Nisuch HaMayim. The Gemara says, in Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the Mishnah from Daf Mem Ches, Kema'aseyu b'chol, kach ma'aseyu b'shabbos. The ma'aseyu b'chol means during Chol HaMoed, during the weekday that's not Yom Tov. So the Mishnah said, Nisuch HaMayim keitzat shloichi shal zov machzeket shloich shalugim hoyo memale min ha-shiloach. And that was a Kli Kodesh. But when it comes on Erez, Chodesh Shal Zov She'eno Mekudeshes Min HaShiloach, Elo B'Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, you're Memali from Erev Shon Shabbos, and it's Eino Mekudeshes. Rashi says that Lo Nischam Chol Avidas HaMizbeach She'tei Kudosh Ha'le Kli Shois. Every night when we're Memali the Mai Min HaShiloach, so it goes into a Kli Kodesh and it becomes Mekudesh. But on Shabbos, we don't want it to become Mekudesh, and the Gemara will see why. Also, Rashi says, Machzeket Shlosh Alugin, what's the Shir of Shlosh Alugin? Because it's Pochot Sheben Nesochim Revis Ha'in Lakevis. So we see here already that there is a Dimyon and a Hashba'ah. We learn out, just like Nesochim of Yain for the Kevis, is Revis Ha'in, that's the smallest amount of Nesochim. So Nisuch HaMayim, we learn out from there, and we say that it's also the Shir of Shlosh Alugin. The Gemara says, "Kemaseu b'chol." Yes, the Gemara b'amai nesi b'mkudeshes. Why do we have to bring it in a kli choil? Let's bring it in a kli that's mekudesh. Rashi says, "The kosal kedaite in a kli mekadshon kedushas aguf li posel belina elam kedaite sheikadshenu a kli." If you don't have das that the kli should be mekadesh, what's inside? So it's not mekadesh. So memele. On Shabbos also, let's be memale on Shabbos b'kli koidesh, on Arab Shabbos b'kli koidesh, and we'll have kavona that it shouldn't be mekadesh. Oim yesh b'en yoso mekashir ein roin l'kli, v'en akli mekadeshon, dein mekadeshon alo roi loim. So if it has more than a shir, the kli won't be mekadesh, because it has a dobo she'enu roi loim. So why can't we use on Arab Shabbos a kli that's kodesh? Oma ze'iri, kosov arein shio lemayim. There's no shear dafka l'mayim. So Rashi says, "Shafilu yois al mishloish shalugin ruin lenasich." The leipil shabuim toro shiure. There's no shear to it. It could be even more. We were magbil. We said a shear of three lugin, but bamis midoraisa even more than that is kodesh. Ilkach ruin lekliyeh. The kli miyad mekachim dechsiv kolana geboi migdosh. The kli shoris mekachin shloim midas. V'afilu einu roitzu sheiskadshu ad mocho. A kli mekachon miyad shloim midas. So we say that even if it's Shaloi Midas, the Kli is Mekadesh, even if you didn't have Kavona to be Mekadesh, also even if it's more than the Shir. So Memela, if you put into the Kli Maim for Nisuch HaMaim, and you put it in from Erev Shabbos in the Kli Kodesh, it'll be Kodesh. Be Maisi Bim Kodesh, and if you bring the Maim, you're showing the Maim from Erev Shabbos in the Kli that's Kodesh, Ifsululu Belina. So Rashi says, "Hoy v'ikdushu kedusha saguf, avlu keimurei korban." As kedusha saguf la keimurei korban, and it would be nifsal belina. That means if you're showing for an erev Shabbos, and then it comes the night time, it goes by the night, so it becomes nifsal belina. So we wouldn't be able to use it for nisuch hamayim on the mizbech. So therefore, we take it in a kli choil, and then we only or mekadesh it in the morning. We put it into a kli kodesh. So Tosfos here asks a kasha, "Vim aisilu bim kodesh, asif sulu belina. Vim toima al dinase kimi shemilu akoi. Kimon she nisma lo shloi bizmano, de klishoris eno mekadshim shloi bizmano." So Tosfos asks that since klishoris are not mekadish, only bizmano when it's roi, so, and when you fill it in a kli kodesh, when it's not roi, it's kilu milu akoi. It's like it happened by itself, not like a person was memale. So memale, even if you bring it bim kodesh, you're memale on Erev Shabbos, but you're memale in a time that's not roi lekiddush. So it shouldn't be mekadesh even later. Din shum dechimotu leili de beishimshi, when it comes the night time tigdush, when it comes the night of Leil Shabbos, it should become Kodesh, because it's already shaykh to the next day. When it's royal in Nisuch, delaylo ein mechusel zman u'mifsulu belino. There's a mandoma that holds that even though the night time you can't be makriv, but it's not called the mechusel zman, it's as if it came into the zman of akrova. So it's a zman that's royal for Nisuch even balaylo. So memele, the mind would become possibleina because Lailo loved Mechusel's man, even though it's not Roy Balailo. So Tosva says, so if Meacha the Kredim Lochenis Malu, Yeshlanu Lochoshvon Kilu Milo Yakuv Kidashko Bemnochis Pershte Alechem Gabilechem Aponim Shesidro Yachar Shabbos Shafiru Alashulchan Kame Yom Imen Mikach Klum Denasik Mishesidro Yakuv. So Tosva says, even if Lailo's loved Mechusel's man, it came this man that's Roy. But since it was mismale, bezman she'enu roi, it's as if it happened by itself, and the kli is not mekadesh. So Tosfos answers, d'loy domi shayn yochet, d'loy boy koinu bigdei kuna b'miloy memele, it doesn't need a dafka peula. We need koinu bigdei kuna, so it's kilo miloy akoy. But here, that you don't need a koinu bigdei kuna, the essence that it's in the kli, so it also should be mekadesh even without the zman. Al kopanim, we see from Tosfos that balaylo is not royal in Nisuch HaMayim. It's not as man of Nisuch HaMayim. In Yume, that Chovov on the base, Omar Rabbi Beitemer Romi Barchome, Beitemer Rabbi Yechnon, Ein Menaschin Mayim Bechag, the Nisuch HaMayim Bechag, Elo Betomit Shel Shachar. Only in Tomit Shel Shachar. When are we do Nisuch HaMayim? The time of Nisuch HaMayim is Betomit Shel Shachar. That means you're marked Betomit, and if to that were Menaschich Mayim. Mimai, from where do we know that it's Tavke B'tomit Shal Shachar? Midichtoni u'b'Shabbos she'b'seich echov v'yad erot z'lechit shal mayim, because the Mishnah here in Chovov Amid Beis Yuma says all the number of how many Kohanim we need to be makar of the Tomit. So the Mishnah says that Tomit is Korev B'tisho, that Atzmoy B'tisho, all the Ivorim of the Tomit, what's involved in carrying the pieces of the Tomit to the Mizbech is nine people, nine Kohanim. And then we have Biyad dechot tzloichet shel mayim b'chag. B'chag we add on one, that's a tzloichet shel mayim of the nisuch hamayim. So we have teh. Harikan asoro benu arbaim, betomit shel benu arbaim b'achad asor hu atzmoy b'tisho b'shnayim yodom shnei gzire yeitzik. So the Gemara says, v'isal kedaitoch. Betomit shel benu arbaim menaschin b'choil nami, b'naschin. And if you say betomit shel arbaim, you're also menasech. Rashi learns that you're menasech. Rashi says that af b'chol, the af aminu was v'yamus af b'nu arbaim menaschin mayim b'chol. Rashi doesn't mean that you're menasich dafke b'nu arbaim. He learns chat in the Gemara that betomit shel shachar, of course, you are menasich. But we would have af aminu that also betomit shel b'nu arbaim b'chol nami mashkachas lo. So b'chol also there could be 12, because the Mishnah says when it's a chayich 12, Shabbos shebesech achag v'yad erot zloches shel mayim. Then we have also the Bazichei Lechem Aponim and also the Tzlechus Shalmayim, so then we have 12, because it adds on 3 to the 9. But if so, Betomit Shal Benu Arbaim every day, there's 2 Kohanim for Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, added on the 9, we have 11, and then the 12th would be the Nisuch HaMayim. So we see that we're not Menasech Ba Benu Arbaim. And Rashi here learned that Av Amina was that we should be Menasech also Benu Arbaim, not only ben Rabbim, but also ben Rabbim. The shayla is, why should Rashi learn that way? Bechur, why should we be menasech twice? Our component, we see that the time of the nisuch is bayoyim. There's a gemara in the Yuma. In Yuma, daf chof dalet omet beis, the gemara says, Tani kabasei derav, avoidet shezar chayev alein mise. The Azar is Chayv Misa if he does Avoida on the Beis HaMikdash. When is he Chayv Misa? If it's Avoida Smatona and not Avoida Silu. And it has to be Avoida Tamo and not Avoida Sheish Acharei Avoida. So which ones are they? Zlikas Dam Ben Lifnim, Ben Lifnai, Ben Lifnim. So it's a Matona and it's also a Gmar Avoida. It's Avoida Tamo. Vamaze Bechatos Oif. Vamematze. Vamaktio Boilas Oif. And then he says, Vamenasech Shloi Shalugin Maim. A nisuch hamayim or nisuch hayayin is also avodas matona and it's also avodah tam. So the Gvura Sari says here and also in Tainis, here in the Miluim and also in Tainis, he asks, that the Nisuch HaMayim is for sure only in the daytime, and it's for sure that the Nisuch HaMayim is Shayach also at night, because the Gemara and Tainis will soon see it's also Balayla. And if it's also Balayla, it shouldn't be that Azar is Chayav Misa. So that will have to be Mevayer. How do we get to it that Nisuch HaMayim should be Balayla? We just read that it's Betomit Shel Shachar, and Tosfos says that Balayla were not Menasim. First we'll say the Rashi in Sukkah. There's Rashi in Sukkah in the beginning of the fourth parak, Lulav Arava. Nisuch HaMayim. The Mishnah says Nisuch HaMayim Shiva. Lulav Arava is Shisha V'Shiva, because there are Bonomer goes on Shabbos if it comes out Chol HaMoed. Halel Vasim Chol Shmoina. Nisuch HaMayim is Shiva. So Rashi says Nisuch HaMayim B'Tmidi Achag Shachris V'Loi Alvis K'damunam B'Seido Yuma Perek Sheni. Interesting that Rashi should be Madgish in this Mishnah where it says Nisuch HaMayim is Shiva, says Shachris V'Loi Arvis. Why does he have to say V'Loi Arvis? It's enough to say Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, that each day you're Menasech, and it's Madgish Davke Shachris V'Loi Arvis. And in fact it's Doime, it has to do with the Rashi that we read in Yom HaChovov on the base. The Rashi says the Hava Amino would be that you're Menasech Af Beinu Arbayim. And the Mechomash Melon is that you're only Menasech B'Shachar. So we have to know why there would be Av HaMinah to be Menasech twice. We have a Limud, or we have a Loch HaMush Misina for Nisuch HaMayim, but why should we think to do it twice a day? This Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says in Daf Lamed Daled on the Daled, where it says, Loch HaMush Misina in Nisuch HaMayim. And this Rashi, I didn't see people should bring it. They bring the Rashi in Tainis Daf Beis Amid Beis, which we'll soon see. But Rashi here says, "V'nisuch hamayim lamedale domedalef litmidin shel shachar shivat yemei achag damuna lekamon beperek lulav arava." V'osa mefarish ketzad menaschin bein mayim bein yain v'chol korbonot kol yemois hashona ein iskeim elo yain. You're menaschich bein mayim bein yain. Chol korbonot kol yemois hashona the nisuch is only yain. Chutz min achag betomit shel shachar shetzorich shnei nisuchim. Rashi says that the chag Besukis, betomit shel shachar, the tomit shel shachar solich shnei nisuchim. So you see from Rashi that Rashi learns that the nisuch hamayim is a din and the korban tomit. It's kosher. It's a choyvas korban, and every day the choyvas korban is one nisuch of yain. And in Sukkis there's a new din that there's a choyvas korban to have two nisuchim, nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayain. If so, Rashi learns that it's a choyvas korban, so it's understood why Rashi says in Yom HaChovov Amid Beis Ahava Amina that it should be Nisuch HaMayim also in Tomit Shel Beinu Arbayim, because if it's a Choyvas HaKorban, so there's a Tomit Shel Shachar and there's a Tomit Shel Beinu Arbayim, both are called Tamidim. Just like the Tomit Shel Shachar, the din is they should have two Nisuchim, so we would think that the Tomit Shel Beinu Arbayim also should have two Nisuchim. We'll soon see why not. And if it would be Choyvas HaYoim, that means the other side of the Chakira would be that the Nisuch HaMayim is a Choyva for Sukkah. It's just like there's a Din Lulav, there's a Din Yeshiva Sukkah, there's also a Din to be Menasech Mayim B'Chag. It has to do with the Yoim and not with the Korban. So if it has to do with the Yoim, we would have to learn Pshat in the Gemara and Yom HaChovov Amid Beis that Beinu Arbayim Zahava Amin would be Efshar Beinu Arbayim and not Pashach. But now that we say that the din is a Choyvas Korban should be both, and the Maskon is that not. Also, Tosfos that we said in Daf Nun, in Sukkah, Tosfos says that Balayla you can't be Makriv. Lechura, Laila also has to do with the same Chakira, if we say it's a Choyvas Korban. So just like Nesochim, the din is that Nesochim Akrevim, Aboy Mima Zevach is only Bayoim. But if it's boim bifnei atzmon, or is makim nesochav lachar kama yomim could be balayla, so the nesochim, the nisuch hamayim has to do with the korban, so it's bayoim. But if it's a choyvas sukkis, maybe it could be that it would be even balayla. The Gemara in Tainis, the first Mishnah in Tainis says, Rabbi Lezer says, Mazkirin Gvuros Geshomim Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua says Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. First they have Sukkos Lefer Ablezer. You're Mazkirin Gvuros Geshomim. The Gemara says Iboilu. Rabbi Lezer Meiche Gomilo. Milulev Gomalo Oy Minisuch HaMayim Gomalo. Where does he learn out that you say Mazkirin Gvuros Geshomim the first day of Sukkos? Is it from Lulev or from Nisuch HaMayim? Just like lulav is a din yoim, so also the gvurz geshomim that were mazker should be only bayoim. And Rashi says, why will we learn now from lulav? Lulav gam gilo shedoyme le lulav. Shekamo she'i efsho le'elu alba minin b'loi gshomim uboin l'ratzis ala mayim kedamrinam besuke k'achi efsho le'kulam b'loi mayim lo'elam b'loi mayim. So we would learn now from lulav, because lulav comes to bring this the bracha of mayim, and also we have mazker gvurz gshomim that we came without mayim. So memela, just like lulav comes to the shem ha'mayim, so also the maskirin gvurz gshomim should be like the time of lulav bayoim. Or idil me minisuch hamayim gomalo, man nisuch hamayim meyulte, that just like nisuch hamayim is balaylo, is from the nighttime roi, dom amam min chosam in iskem afilo balaylo, afaz korem meyulte. So Rashi says, man nisuch hamayim meyulte, kedashchom masecha suke, shememalin akli mayim linisuch hamayim balaylo. Rashi learns what it says in the Gemara, that Nisuch HaMayim is Meyortes from the night time, so it comes from the Gemara and Sukkah that Memalin Akli Mayim Balayla is only the Achones for the Nisuch HaMayim, the She'iva, but not the Nisuch itself. So Rashi learns that we are not Menaseich Balayla just by Yoim. So we see from Rashi that it's a Choyva of the Korban and not a Choyva of the Yoim. And the Gvur Sari brings this to say that Rashi's Shita is that it's for sure, the Gvur Sari is not at Bifshitus, that it's not a Chivas Korban, it's a Chivas Ayoim. And it fits in with this Rashi that it's only Bayoim, and the Bayorta means only the Achonis. And then Rashi says another Pshati brings the Eish Sporim Dichsibu and Domo Mo Milchosom and Iskem Balaylo, Shemakrivin Akorbonis Bayoim, Yecholin Lobby Amnochis Vanesochim Balaylo. That some said Nechosam Niskem Balaylo, so Midin Choyvas HaKorban, it could also be Makris Balaylo, Minchosam Niskem Balaylo. From here also we would say that it's Mashma from Rashi that it's a Choyvas HaKorban, because it's Minchosam Niskem of the Korban. The Gemara says it's Avoida Di Imama, that it's a Hemshech of the Korban. Tosfos here says, before we get to Tosfos, I'll mention that the Sifri in Parshas Pinchas says on the pasuk Hasech Nesech Sheichol Hashem Loma Nema, why does it say Hasech Nesech Lohavi Nisuch HaMayim, that Reb Nosson Neumann, that's Lohavi Nisuch HaMayim. So we learn it out Hasech Nesech, it's Mashma, it comes with the same Nesochim, just like the Yain is also the Mayim, and it comes with Chovas HaTomit. And where does it say that? It says it in the Tomit Shel Shachar. Right after that is the Posik, Ve'esa Kevis Hasheni Tasa Ben Rabbayim. We read it today in Kriyas HaTeira, and tomorrow Mirtz Hashem again. Hasech Nesech Sheichol Hashem, Lo Abi Nisuch HaMayim, Ve'esa Kevis Hasheni Tasa Ben Rabbayim. So in L'chur, it should be the Makor that we bring the Nisuch HaMayim in Tomit Shel Shachar, and that it's Chivas HaKorban, like Rashi says in Daf Lamed Daled, Itzricho Yakosuv Shnei Nisuchim. And it could be that that's the same Reb Nosson in Tanya's Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanya Reb Nosson Noimel. Bakodesh Hasech Nesach Sheichol Hashem B'Shnei Nisuchin HaKosu Medaber. Echo Nisuch HaMayim V'Echo Nisuch HaYayim. Then Gemara says, Eim et Alvay Dechamre, Em Ken Lichtem Kro Yasech Hasech V'Nesach Nesach. Ma Yasech Nesach Shema Menocha D'Maye V'Cha Dechamre. Top. So that we said is Shittas Rashi, that Nisuch HaMayim is Chivas HaKorban, and the most mefurish Rashi is in Daf Lamed Daled, that it says Hitzricha Yakosuv Shnei Nisuchin, and also the Rashi and Tainis that he says in Daf Beis Amud Beis that only Memalin Akli Mayim LeNisuch Balayla, not Bayim. Then Nisuch is not Bayim, is only Bayim. Then Tosfos here says Iboilu, Rablezo Meche Gomelo, Milulev Gomel, Malulev Bayoim, Pirush, Vilulev Arveritsoi de Maim, Begodel Alamaim, Dilme Minusuch Gomelo, Pirush, Venafkimine, I Milulev Gomel, Avon Nisuch HaMayim Svirle de Lav Bayoim Rishon. If he learns it out from Lulev, so he can learn it out from Nisuch HaMayim. Why? Because he holds that Nisuch HaMayim, they didn't do in Yoim Rishon, only from Yoim Sheni, because there's the remes of Mem Yud Me. Oi Minisuch HaMayim Ko Gomelo, the Svirle de Nisuch HaMayim Bayoim Rishon. Inami. So So nisu chamayim tosu says could be even balaylo. Linyan zeh ahani dom amal min chosam min iskem balaylo. Pirush tafo gav di nisu chkorbonis lo yave ad lacha akrovas korbonisem. Vim ken each krevi nesochim balaylo roitzo lema balaylo shnir. Vanisuch ha-chag dave mimayim motzi lemevi balaylo rishoyno. All nisuchim of the chag could be min chosam min iskem balaylo on yom sheni. That means if to that akrovas akorbon. First you mark the korban by yom and balaylo you could bring the nesochim. But over here we're talking about Nisuch HaMayim could be even Balaylo Rishon before the Akrovas, the Korbanos of the Chag, of the Tomit. Ba'avol Gav Zamrud HaMasech HaSiyum Amra V'teim Rabbi Yochanan Ein Menaschim Mayim B'Chag Elo B'Tomit Shal Shachar V'in Kein V'Yavi Balaylo Rishonah To'ein Elo B'Yoyim Yeshloim Ardeinu Chayiv L'Nasich Elo B'Tomit Shal Shachar Meshkonu Kem Yiboyo V'Dlei B'Lele. So Tosfos says that you could make Nisuch HaMayim, you could be Menaschim Balaylo. What it says B'Tomit Shal Shachar is only L'Chatchila. That the choiva by Tomit Shal Shachar, you're already mechuyev to do it, but b'emtzem the Nisuch HaMayim could be before the Tomit Shal Shachar also. So we see from Tosfos that it's not a choiva as a korban, for Raya you could do it before the korva as a korban. All nesochim have to be after the korban. First you do the ikir, and then you do the tefillah. Tosfos in the Noches, after Tzbov on the base, is talking about Kiddush Kli. If the kli is mekadesh, that means once you put a mincha in a kli, it becomes kedusha saguf if it already has the kedusha lifasel belinor biyoytze. So Tosfos says, "Ein anesochim miskachin elo b'shchitas hazevach pirush linyan shloi l'shanoisam lezevach acher." The Tosfos learns what we say that anesochim is miskachin only b'shchitas hazevach. That means even though it was in a kli kodosh, it's not kodosh until the zevach that. Is mechayiv the nesochim is nishchat, then it's nigmar the kedusha. So it says that's only legabi l'shanoison from one zevach to the other. I wanted it for Reuben's carbonicer, which be mishanat to Shimon. Once you shech, you can't. But the loy kemoi shapirishon bakuntres. Rashi learned linyan nipasel belina. Rashi learned that the nipasel belina it's a kodesh bekedusha saguf in the kli is not yet nifsa belina. Just if you be shechet the carbon, the linyan lina vaday mifsilim shekidshu bekli. The Omer b'Sefer Rabbi Shmuel gabeshti alechem di tano mekadesh mifsili belina. Tano mekadesh is like kiddush kli, and it's nifsal belina. Even though the shtei alechem is totally in the kvasim, and even before shchitas hazevach, it's nifsal belina. Ve'oid b'Sefer lulav arov ekol maziri gufei di maisi b'mekudeshes ifsululu belina. The Gemara we read before in Sukkah Daf Nun at today's Daf Hayomi, that if you would bring it Bekli and Mekudesh from Erev Shabbos, it would be Nifsal Belina, even though it's not Nishchat Zevach, it's only Kiddush Kli. Umishne Shleima Shoninu Gabi Nesochim Kiddushu Bekli Uchshuru Liposel Belina. Miu Ahi Esh Litcho Is the Davke Benesochim Avoyim Bifnei Atzmon. Mashma that Tosfos is Doicha the Gemara in Meila that it says. And Nesochim Kidshu Bekliuch Shuli Pasal Belina is only Nesochim Bifnei Atzmon, that it's not, it doesn't have a Zikat or Korban. What if it's Nesochim that are coming with the Korban, Ima Zevach, so the Zikat of the Korban is Mechav Dadavka, after the Shechita, it should be Me'ila. And the Shechita Mekubetzes on the bottom, that in Simen Oizchavov, Bifnei Atzmon Miu, Ha'i Delulav Arov, Mashma Dein Chiluk, is Mashma that the Shittim Kavaz Moisiv that from Lulav Arova the Gemara and Daf Nun is mashma that there's no chiluk between Nesochim Aboyim Bifnei Atzmon and Nesochim Aboyim Mimazevach, that even Nesochim Aboyim Mimazevach, so the Kiddush Kli is Mekadesh Liposel Beline even before the Shchitas HaZevach. So we see from Tosfos from the Shittim Kavaz's Klor that what the Gemara is talking about, the Sukkah Daf Nun, what Tosfos brought down in Menachos, the Nisuch HaMayim is called Boinim HaZevach. And it would be Ava Amine, that Dafke B'Shchitas HaZevach of the Tomid, then it's Mekadesh Liposel Belin or B'Yoytze. And Tosfos says that it's called Boinim HaZevach, that's Choyvas HaKorban, Mefurash and Tosfos. If it's Choyvas HaKorban, that's Boinim HaZevach, so then it's not like the Tosfos and Tainis that he says that Nisuch HaMayim could be even before the Korban. If it's Boinim HaZevach, it should be Dafke after the Korban, either B'Yoyim of the Tomit or maybe even B'Laila. That we'll see in the Yerushalmi. The Ritva mentions it in Yuma in Daf Chof Chof Vov or in Daf Chof Dalet, and Yuma Dakov Dala, the Ritva mentions it, and here in Sukkah Daf Nun, the Ritva says, B'shem the Ramban, B'shem the Ravadi says that the Ru'uim Likoriv Balailo, and it's Nifsal Belina, like all Evari Korban, that the Ru'uim to be Niktar on the Mizbech Balailo, but they're Nifsal Belina. But B'shem the Ramban, he says that it's not Chuyvas HaZevach, it's Chuyvas HaYoin, and it has no kesher to the Zevach, it only has to do with the Yoin. So we have a machlekes mefureshes between the Ramban and the Ravid, or the Ramban and Rashi, if Nisuch HaMayim is Chuyvas HaKorban or it's Chuyvas HaYoin. As Yerushalmi in Sukkah, in Perek Dalet, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, it's in Aloch Avov, Perek Dalet, Aloch Avov, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Bo Kume Reb Yochanan. Hikdimon lezevach mayim. If nisuch hamayim, he did it before the korban, what's the din if it's kosher? Nischon balaylo mayim. What's the din if you're menasech nisuch hamayim balaylo not bayoy? Loi nisuch hayoy mau sheinasech lemocha. If he didn't do nisuch today, could he do it the next day? Omar lei, Rabbi Yochanan answered him, nishmeinem min ado. Tomar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, nesocheo, echod niskei mayim, v'echod niskei yayin. Ado omro, so since we have the hekesh niskei mayim and niskei yayin, because it says, unesocheo, loshon rabim, ikdimo lezevach, kosher. Nischon balaylo, kosher. Loi nisich hayoim, loi nasich lemochor. So he says that it's kosher balaylo, it's kosher lifnei hazevach, and nisich hayoim, loi nasich lemochor. They say B'shem Reb Chaim that the Shaila of the Yerushalmi, the Shaila and the Teretz is it Chuyvas HaYoim or is it Chuyvas HaKorban? If it's Chuyvas HaKorban, it shouldn't be Kosher Balaylo. If it's not Chuyvas HaKorban, it could be Kosher Balaylo and it could be Kosher Ikdimon Lezevach. But this Yerushalmi is Tomua because the Mesh Chochma said and the Mechazonish said, if we say Nesocheo, Niske Maim, Niske Yain, that they're Damye Da Dodi, so it should be the opposite. Biduka hefech it should be. That niske yain is only by, is, should be by yoim because it's boinim azevach. If it's ikdimon lezevach, how could it be kosher? The niske yain for sure is not kosher lifne azevach. So also niske maim should be like that. Loi nisich haim loi nasich lemochor. Niske yain, if you don't do it today, mevion lacha asor yomi. So niske maim should also have tashlumin. It should be like boim bifne atzmon. So we have two ways. One is the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah says, he says a very nice pshat. What it says in the Yerushalmi, that he learned it out from the Pasuk in the Socheo, Mi b'yoymali shu divrei Yerushalmi shon. V'ze tomua, d'adra b'mi d'isku shli niske yayin, b'niske yayin hakol lehefuch. D'boi li yus achar avuas hazevach, u'balaylo shel achro, v'af l'achar sor yomi. So he says, "Ubolo shetzorich loyma v'niskei hem." Not like it says by us in the Yerushalmi, the gears unesocheo, but v'niskei hem. Why? Because v'niskei hem. It says in Yom Hasheni, v'niskei hem. It goes by Yom Hasheni. You makir kach v'kach korbanos, and then it says v'minchoso v'niskei hem. Niskei hem is a losh of Rabbi. It goes on two things. V'niskei hem of two different things. Which two different things? We're talking about milvad oilas atomid. Minchoso v'niskeim. Why is niskeim one nesochim of the Tomid? So derech agav, if we say that niskeim goes on two, it could have been two tmidim of shachar and benu arbaim. So it'd be a makor for the hava min in the Gemara and Yom Chavov amid beis that we mentioned that Rashi learns that would be Tomid shel shachar af benu arbaim. And lemaisa not. Maybe because we said that Reb Nosson says we learn out from Masech Nesch Lovi Niske Main that it's Magbile to Tomit Shul Shachar. That could be. But we'll go back to Meshech Chochma itself. They says that the Gersa would be Niskeim. So it's Echod Niske Main v'Echod Niske Yain. And since it says Losh Rabbi, it goes on the Mechayev, on the Siba of it, so it's two. Which two Sibas? So he says it goes on the Yoim and the Tomit. The Yoim is Mechayev one Nesech of mine. And the Tomid is Mechayev a different Nesech of Yain. So it comes out that we have two different kinds of Nesochim. One is Chuyvas HaKorban, and one is Chuyvas HaYoin. So Memele, it's not that Hukshu Niske Mayim Niske Yain. It's two different Nesochim. So if you did it before the Korban, it's kosher because it's not Chuyvas HaZevach. Balaylo is kosher because it's not a Korban by itself. And also, if you didn't do it today, Lasor Yomim, you can't do it. Because it's Shaykh to the Yoim, it's Shaykh to Sukkot. And if you didn't do it on Sukkot, you can't bring it further. That's the Meshech Chochmas Pshat. Chazon Ish also brings this Yerushalmi. And Noir Lachaim, Simen Kuf Chovov. So after the korban you can bring the there was a mechayev. The mechayev says you could bring the nesochim, but. But what's the pshat of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says that you could bring it before the korban. Just like your misnad of yain bifnei atzmoi, the shaila would be the chazanish is mechadish a big chidush. There would be a shaila Yerushalmi if you could bring a nedova of yain bifnei atzmoi, just like you could be yain bifnei. A person could be misnad of yain. So the same thing, the Chazonish is mechadish a big chidush that we the Hava Min of Yerushalmi. The shaila was, could you bring mine bifnei atzmoi and nedova? Din kein afilu ikdimon lezevach. Afilu balayla in kshering. Why? Because it's a different din of nisuch. Aval ein poitrin choyv nisuch hamayim achal tomit shel shachar. There's a choyv of nisuch hamayim achal tomit shel shachar. That it doesn't pater. Kmoi biyayin she nisuch balayla in kshering. Aval ein yoytzin bozer boyen choyv as nesochim. Because it says in Yerushalmi, the lotion of the Yerushalmi was kosher. It doesn't say in the Yerushalmi if yotzer or not. Yotzer means you still have to make a nisuch after the tomit. But a new nedova of mine, and that is a shaila. Kosher. The Yerushalmi says kosher. It doesn't say yotza. And I heard this from Rabbi Shlomo Fisher. He says he brings this Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that it's mamish mashma like the chidush of the Chazonish. It says in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Legabi David Amelech, he said, "Mi ashkeni mayni bor beis lechem asher biyehudo." So the shaila was, what did David want with this mine? The Gemara in Baba Kama says that it's talking legabe, he needed a halacha of matzil asmoi b'momen chaveroi, and then that was the mine, the dvar halacha. And he also, Reb Chiya bar Boma, halacha nitzrich aloi, they needed a halacha of inyonim of pidyon shvui. But bar kapola omar chagoyo, it was sukkis. V'nisuch mayim v'heter boma hoya. David HaMelech wanted to be menasich mayim b'shas heter aboma. He wanted to do it on aboma siyochit. That means that there could be an edova of nisuch mayim, and Yerushalmi is madgish that b'chag, mashma dafka b'chag, and not a different time. Not like yain is always, but mayim is a zman of nisuch mayim is b'chag, and he would be menadev mayim, and he had to know the halacha if he could do it. So it's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish that could be menadev mayim bifnei atzmoi. One more halacha is here. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Hilchos Tmidin, he brings the din of nisuch mayim. In the Mishneh Bayos in Sukkah it says that there were two sfolim. Shnei sfolim shel kesef hayu shom. Kimin shnei choyt min dakin echod meube vechod dakin deishu shneim kolim bevasachas. There were two like funnels, and you poured the yain in one and the mayim in the other, and the yain was thicker, and you had a wider hole that you pour out faster, and the mayim was a smaller hole today, that the mayim and the yain should pour out mamish in the same time and come onto the mizbech. Iro shel mayim letech shel yain letech shel mayim yotzos. And Farshim learned Iro means that he mixed up. By mistake, he poured the yain into the one of the mayim, and the mayim into the one of the yain, so yotzo. So what could be the chidush yotzo? Either because it wouldn't come out the same time, one would be finished before the other one. It's not like a nisuch of together. By mashma that you would have to have the mayim and the yain mamish at the same time, so it wasn't mamish at the same time. One finished first. Or the chidush would be maybe that he had kavona to be menasech mayim, and it was menasech yain, it was echliv yain b'mayim, maybe that would be the chiddush that it's kosher.
Yotze.
The Rambam learns different. The Rambam learns Kol Shivas. The Rambam Maloch above starts with Nisuch HaMayim. Kol Shivas Yimei Chag Menatchin Es HaMayim Al Gabei HaMizbeach V'Dobo Zeh Aloch Al Moshe Misinai V'Im Nisuch HaYayin Shal Tomit Shal Shachar Oyo Menatchin HaMayim Levadoi. That means he used to be Menatchin the Yayin separately in one sefel and the Mayim in another one, and he did it Im Tomit Shal Shachar, and the Rambam also says it was Aloch Al Moshe Misinai V'Im Iro HaMayim Letoich HaYayin HaYayin Letoich HaMayim. The Rambam learns Iro means not that he mixed up the Sfalim, only it got mixed up, the Mayim and the Yayin, he poured one into the other and came out the Kli Echot. From one Kli he poured out the Mayim and the Yayin together, Yotza. Then there's another Rambam, what we talked before, V'imiktim Nisuch HaMayim Lezevach, Afilu Notchon Balaylo, Yotza. So the Rambam learns that if he mixed up the Mayim and the Yayin together, you are Yotze. I would say maybe the Pshat, because since we have to have the Mayim and the Yayin coming out together onto the Mizbeach, and the Rambam says it, Mnukovin are you commissioned a choitim in dakim shal Mayim, and a kev shal a dakim shal Yayin, kadeh sheichle a Mayim in my Yayin keecho. The main thing is not the etzem nisuch into the sfolim, the main thing is it should come onto the nisbeach, and the mayim and the yayin should be bevasachas, maybe even to mix up together, shneim yodin l'shisin. The Rambam says, l'kol yodin l'shisin. So memeila, if you poured it out into kliyachot even before the nisuch, it's also kosher, because mayim and yayin came together on the nisbeach. The Kiryas Sefer, it says, maybe also is, it means this, the Kiryas Sefer says that your yoytze, if it got mixed up, Deshein nisuch chadu, v'kan, v'kivon, d'yayin mozuk posul, d'boy midi d'meshaker. We learn out that yayin has to be pure wine that we poured on the mizbeach. If it's mozuk, like people drink, you mix water with the wine, it's posul in the sochim. So memele, when you mix the wine and the mayim together before you did the nisuch, so it comes out that it's yayin mozuk, and yayin mozuk is posul. So memele, it's nechshav mayim, it's not nechshav yayin. Since it's not yayin for nisuch, so it's nechshav mayim. Memele, your yoytze nisuch ha-mayim. Mayim chashivi begavai v'yotso midei nisuch mayim. Then his mom shich the Kiryas Sefer, and he says, v'nire, daf yedei nisuch yayin yotso. Even nisuch yayin your yoytze, afal gav di yayin mozuk posul, dehod de posul hain, revis hain mozuk, deleke revis yayin. Even though always we say that legabe brochus, legabe chshivus of yayin, that you poured water into the yayin, it all becomes a shem yayin. But not for nisuch on the mizbech. For nisuch on the mizbech, you need at least that shev a revis of yayin mamish. Kedeshiv nisuch yayin revis yayin, ato menasech v'lo yasa mozuk. Avaloche deike revis yayin. There was a revis yayin, only he mixed it with water. Yosa yedei nisuch yayin umayim kedeshiv. So Kedomar, so Memele, the Kiryas Sefer says it's Taka Yain Mozu. Memele, Mayim, it's still called Mayim, but also it's called Yain because there is a Revis of Yain. It still needs a Hezber, but from the Kiryas Sefer you see that there's a Chidush here of a Inyan of Yain Mozu, and it could be a Chetimtza that should be called Nesochim. We mentioned that there's two Nesochim that they come together. We learned it out from Hasech Nesech, or the Niskeim, that there's two Nesochim. The Gemara in Tanya's Daf Chofeyom and Beis says, Tanya, Omer Abilozo, Shemenaschin es Hamayim Bechag, when you make Nisuch Hamayim Bechag, Tohoim Oim Ola Chaveroi Abba Meimich. The Tohoim, one says to the other one, the Tohoim, the water and the ground, says, Abba Meimich, Losh Nachal Noveh, start giving out your water. That means, because we have said the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Naschu lefonai mayim b'chakadei sheizbochu lachem gishmi shana, and here we're talking about the water that comes from the ground, so the nisuch ha-mayim is a bracha for the water and the ground. Kol shnei reim ani shemea, I hear the noise, the voice of two nisochim. Rashi says nisuch ha-mayim v'nisuch ha-yayin. So when you're menasich mayim al gabei ha-mizbeach, so the Tohim says, I hear kol shnei reim. I hear the yain and I hear the mayim. Shnei Tohim el Tohim koyre le kol tzinoi recho. It could be that you need the yain together with the mayim, because nichnas yain yotzos soid, and the yain also has a school of bringing out the peiros and bringing out the mime that's mukhbe into the ground. Omar Abele, didi chozili ay ridye, domi li iglet. That Ridya is the Malach HaMemune Alem Shomim, his name is Ridya, and he's doing it to Egil. Pilsa Sivvosei, and his lips are separated or cut. Bekayme bein toime tatoi letoime iloi. Letoime iloi omalei chashoyo meimich. Pour your water. Letoime tatoi omalei abba meimich. Your water should flow from the ground. Shenema, anisonim niru ba'ovet. So Rashi says, Kloimach, shemenaschim mayim bechag, שהניסוחים נראו באורץ, that's הניצונים נראו באורץ, שאין בוין אלו משונו לחווה אותו כנץ זה שאינו יוצא אלו משונו לשונו. Like a flower that blooms once a year, every year it blooms, so the same thing, the ניסוח המים is like a flower that's blooming, and it comes out once a year. So הניצונים נראו באורץ, we saw the ניסוח המים. ואיס הזומר הגיע זמירו ישחק. What's this מירו ישחק? לחור, it means, the simchas beis ha-shoeva, that we say u'sha'avtem mayim besotem, and the whole simcha we do is b'shas she'iva, because shira l'chura is only on the yayin, b'shas nisuch ha-yayin. So that would be for the yayin. But the she'iva of the mayim, and Rashi also says mi'ut, it's called nisuch ha-mayim from the she'iva. So that's called the zmiru yitzachag. Oz koil ha-toyo malach doyme le'shoer. So it could be that his name is Ridya. Ridya is Loshan Harisha. The Gemara Moedkatan in the beginning says that there's a Tana that holds, there's a Mandoma that holds that Mashke Maim Lezroim Yerchayt Mishum Choyresh because it's Merapi Aleph. So that's why it's called Ridya, because he's Memuna on the Maim, that's Merapi Aleph, so it's called Ridya. Why is he Damila Egel? Because he's not doing really Harisha. The Gemara says, the Pasuk it says, the egel is not used to being chorish yet, so Mimele is like a damile egel, he's not doing mamish chorish, he's doing mashke mindless roim, and it's called ridya. What's the inyan that could be that the big simchas beis hashoeva b'shas nisuch hamayim? One thing could be, there's a medrash Rabbeinu Chaim brings in the beginning of Vayikra, b'shoa that the mayim ha-tachtoinim were nifrad from the mayim ha-elyoinim b'yoyim ha-sheni yirokia b'sich ha-mayim b'b'chi polshu mayim ha-tachtoinim from the mayim ha-elyoinim, because it says m'b'chi na'orois, it's called the b'chi, the mayim ha-tachtoinim also wanted to be ba-elyoinim, they wanted to be up top. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mefayis, Rashi and Chumash says al yidei melach on the korbonos and nisuch ha-mayim b'chai. That's a pius for the mayim atachtonim, because melach comes from the mayim. So mitzad v'echod, the melach is mitzuref to the carbon and becomes yesoido esh. So that means the mayim goes up l'malo b'yesoido esh. And the second thing is, and it becomes a carbon, it's kodesh l'ashem. The second thing is the nisuch ha-mayim. What's the telles of nisuch ha-mayim? The nisuch ha-mayim brings on the gshomim. It says, ki kasher yered hageshem v'sheleg min hashamayim v'shomo lo yoshuv ki milvo es haaretz v'yilido v'tzmicho v'notan zera lazerea v'lechem lo echel kein yeh dvori asher yeitze mipi lo yoshuv elai reikom ki im oso es asher chofatzti v'tzliach asher shlachti. That means that the gshonim, they come to the ground, they have a shlichus v'yilido v'tzmicho v'notan zera lazerea v'lechem lo echel. So the same thing, from here we know, Kein yeh dvori asher yeitze mipi. When we see Gshomim, we see that Hashem is Mekayim is Avtocha. And Be'emes, the Gshomim is Mekayim v'Avtocha, because it comes from the Nisuch HaMayim, when the Nisuch HaMayim was Avtocha, a pius for the Mayim HaTachtonim. So it comes out, the Kiddush Hashem that comes out from the Mayim HaTachtonim of Kein yeh dvori asher yeitze mipi, so it brings a big Kiddush Hashem and a Simcha that we see that is Mekayim Dav Tocha and Voilido Vitzmicha. Also, because of that, we have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, because it's a pius. It's a Zman of pius for the Mayim. So we're Someach, Ushavtem Mayim Besosan, already by the She'iva, that we start off the Inyan with the She'iva, and we make a big Simcha for the pius of the Mayim HaTachtonim. Because it was like a Chsorn in the Bria, that Hashem had to be Mephias, and he said that it'll come al yaday nisuch ha-mayim b'chad. We should zeichet that we should have a good year and shnas k'shomim.